Next patient is Rubiana Lewis. Follow-up date is 5/2/22. Patient with a history of atrial fibrillation, status post-ablation, coronary artery disease, status post-stent placement period. Patient is also underwent mitral valve clip placement period. Patient is feeling well. However, patient don't want to take long-term anticoagulation period. Patient is now maintaining normal sinus rhythm period. Patient is getting subcutaneous bleeding and bruises easily period. On examination, blood pressure, a past medical history, mitral regurgitation, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, degenerative joint disease, back pain. Period. Current medication, insulin, Eliquis, bimetamide, aspirin, amiodarone, metoprolol. Period. On examination, blood pressure 100 over 60, pulse 66, respiration 16, weight is 134 pound. HEND, nausea, VD, lungs clear, bar artery, heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 over 6, systole, murmur, head of the left and above, there is no gallop for up. Abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema, click ambition number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, coronary artery disease, number 3, mitral regurgitation. Recommendation, patient did not want to take lifelong anticoagulation. Discuss with the patient regarding Watchman device implantation procedures, kind of benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that patient need to take anticoagulation 6 weeks after Watchman device implantation and 5 weeks for 6 months after stopping anticoagulation period. Please send a copy to Ashley Nelson.